There is the final whistle. Val Murray brings a halt and brings an end to this encounter, and Kilcar have started the 2026 Senior Football Championship here in Donegal with a victory on the road, and a comfortable one it turned out to be as well. 2-12 to 1-8 was the final score. Gary Molloy and Conor Doherty scoring the goals in this tie for Kilcar, but they did of course have three point contributions from the likes of Stephen McBurdy, Ryan McHugh and Jack Higgerty, while Kieran McGinley also stepped up with a couple of points in the second half as well. And listen, when we see what our draw bought in the first half, they did have the win, but in the second half, Kilcar, Brendan Kilcoyne, they took a real hold of this game, a real grasp of this game, and it seemed to be there was going to be one winner very early on in that latter half, particularly when that second goal of Conor Doherty's went in.
Yeah, once Conor Doherty's goal went in on 34 minutes, actually, you felt that this game was only going one way. It's not a game that will live long in the memory of anyone that was here today, so it wasn't. It was very slow, methodical. There wasn't much really action to it. Our draft probably just lacked a bit of punch up front. They were very reliant on the Malley brothers, who scored 1-5 between them, and their only other scorer outside of that was Owen Ban McNeillis, who scored 3 points. So they just lacked a bit of attacking flair up the top end of the field. And, you know, Kilcar were you'd have to say they were in cruise control today, Oisin. They didn't look to be under any pressure at any stage in the game, and they took their scores in the second half to basically put the game to bed. So they did some good performance through the field. Ryan McHugh in particular got an awful lot of ball and was involved in everything good with them, as was big Kieran McGinley in the middle of the field. Stephen McBrady then got his couple of scores inside, and their young fellas are coming through. So they have that Michael Gallagher, looks like a good player, of course. Jack Hegarty, another one of the young fellas, these type of players. Liam McLaughlin came in, he's only 18, so they have some young talent coming through. But you'd have to say, overall, on just assessment of the game, it was a disappointing spectacle. So it was, actually, it never really took fire. It always looked, you know, that both teams were happy to play slow, ponderous football, and, you know, it was just as you could say it was a bore fest, but it was, yeah, that's going a bit hard on it, like,
yeah,
Oisin, you know.
But Kilcar will argue, going, let's move 2 points on the board. We've won our opening game here. That's what we wanted. We've started the campaign with a victory. Now, more than likely, they're going to play four Masters by the looks of things. Another side that will have 2 points on the board as well. And for clubs like that, it's very, very important to get those points on the board very, very early if they want to be looking at going straight to quarterfinals.
Oh, absolutely. The Kilcar lads, they'll not care about the quality of the game or that. They want 2 points on the board. As you say, they have a big challenge next week, so they're having their home ground against four Masters. Our draft, on the other hand, are under a lot of pressure now. They go way to the bridge next weekend to play St. Michael's, and, you know, Michael's reeling after losing out narrowly to Gidor last night. They're going to find themselves under pressure down there, so it's going to be a big ask for our draw to go down to the bridge next weekend and come away with a result. So suddenly they're under pressure, so they are, Oisin, going into, you know, if they don't get a result next weekend, they're going into round 3 and 4 pointless. So they are, so, you know, they from a Kilcar point of view, they just have their 2 points on the board. The pressure is off. Even if they were to be beat next week by four Masters, they know they have enough in them to get through to round 3-4 and pick up a couple of points and make prelim or quarter finals. So they will.
Yep. So on the groups, you will see Kilcar, Dunlow, Glenfin, Glen Swilly, Gweedore and St. Eunan's, all with 2 points after the opening weekend. They have won their respective fixtures. A score difference, of course, will be determining the positions in the group after the opening weekend. We also had the draw last night where Niamh Connell and Downing shared the points. They get a point apiece. I'm just going to take one other look to see if it's over yet in Tyrconnell Park. Four Masters are leading by 5 points. 5 minutes into time added on at the end. It's 4 Masters 5, Killybegs 10. You can probably say that 4 Masters are going to win that and join all those other teams on 2 points as well.